Joined now on the radio sports page by members of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Squad, Sean Boss and Toby Vandermolen. And guys, thanks for joining us this week. And a good start to the boys tennis season here at Pella Christian. What do you feel like is some of the biggest things that have kind of helped you guys get off to such a great start this year?
I think that just what we've learned since the start of the year to now, we've come a long ways and we're able to compete with other teams. I think you notice how technique and how that goes a long way compared to teams without any technique.
I think just being together with these guys for so long, and we all just get along and just have fun during practice, is really what has made us start off really well. And now that we've been playing for a few years, that we don't really have to go through drills as much, that we can actually start getting experience in matches.
And you talk about that experience a little bit. One thing is that I find very interesting is Pella Christian didn't have boys tennis for about 9 years. This is the program's third season back. And talking to Coach Fitzgerald, he mentioned, you know, that experience has played a little bit of a factor in starting a little bit further ahead this season. How big is that for you guys from the experience perspective? How big has that played a role in your guys' success this season?
I mean, we think back to when we first started the team. it was bad. We didn't know anything. But I think over the years, what we've built has been good. And the experience that we've gotten to learn from Coach Fitz, it's been great to learn all that, because some teams aren't as experienced as us. Well, some teams are way more experienced than us. So that it ends up matching up pretty well.
Yeah, first year, I don't think I ever even won a match. And I was just hoping to get the ball over the net. But now this year, we have situations and strategies we can do to win. And last year and this year, I personally have been successful, and the whole team has been, because we've been able to get the ball over the net, hit it with some power, and just focus on strategy.
Absolutely. And last night, you guys beat Nevada, or Tuesday night, I should say, you guys beat Nevada and Newton at the Newton Triangular. And kind of a unique experience. You know, I don't feel like you see a lot of triangulars. What was that experience like, and being able to beat both teams 7-4?
I mean, it was a great win. It was awfully tiring playing back-to-back and having to play four games all in a row and not getting much of a break. It really tires you out. But, I mean, that's where the mental aspect comes in, and you've got to be mentally tough through that to be able to play that many matches.
Yeah, we started at 3:30 and ended at around 9:30. So that was definitely tiring, definitely recovering from that. But it also, yeah, what Sean was talking about, like the mental toughness that we had to have, because we played a full meet and then, wow, we got to play another one. And some of those matches went long, but I think all of us just had that mental toughness to get through it, and we came out with 2 wins.
And that is always great to hear. One thing before we talk about the upcoming meets, you know, I always want to ask goals, and I know that you guys have some goals set out this season individually and as a team. What are some of those individual goals and team goals, if you will?
I mean, since last year, we were able to have a winning record unlike the first year we started. So I think we know we can beat a lot of teams. We know we can have a winning record. It's if we can add on to that and maybe see state. We got to sub-state last year and lost to Ballard. It was tough, but I think we can definitely compete to get to state.
I think just for the rest of the season, I want to win a lot of the conference meets that we have left. And I think actually at Little Hawkeye Conference meet, I think a few of us could go pretty far. I think that's a goal for us.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, your next meet is on Monday. And admittedly, I'm drawing a blank on the team that you guys face. But, you know, looking ahead to Monday, you get a little bit of a breather now after what was a long night against Nevada and Newton. You know, coming out Monday, what are some of the goals and expectations you have Monday night?
Well, I think we can recover from Newton and Nevada, and we can also work on things that we noticed that we did wrong in the meet and get better from that. It'll still be a long week because we have 3 meets, but I think starting off with Davis County, it'll help.
Yeah, going down to Davis County, I think we could probably win 11-0. I think that's a goal for us.
Hey, that's a good goal to have. Yeah. And thanks for reminding me of Stavis County. Yeah. But, guys, appreciate the time. And really looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season pans out for you and the rest of the guys on the squad. And should be a fun rest of the year. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Sean Boss and Toby Vandermolen here on the Radio Sports page from the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program.